Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. We got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. We surely got trouble.
Next weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Fairview Park Fine Arts and Theater Association is presenting The Music Man. And on the line, we have The Music Man himself. You may know him from Channel 8. His name is Todd Meany, but next weekend, he is going to be Harold Hill, The Music Man. Todd, good morning. Welcome to The Morning Show.
Les, good morning. Happy to be talking to you. Yeah, so excited for the show. It's going to be great. What a great cast we have. I'm very excited. One of my dream roles to be playing Professor Harold Hill.
Seriously, you've been singing for quite a long time, have you not?
Yeah, so my band, Ace Muller, has been around Northeast Ohio. We've been playing about 20 years, but I've been doing a little bit of theater here and there when I can. Obviously, with the early morning shift, as you well know, kind of
right.
Tough to do stuff late at night. But I took a couple of vacation days, and I'm so excited to be able to do this show over at the Fairview High School coming up next weekend.
Well, you're actually at Channel 8 right now, kind of sneaking off, taking a break to talk with me. And I was just wondering, if people tune into Channel 8 right now, would they see this empty set? Hey, Todd, you're on! What are you doing?
Get off the phone!
Yeah.
No, I got a break from about 8:30 until 9 o'clock when I go back on the air, so this was a perfect time to be able to talk about the Music Man. You know, one of my favorites. I heard you playing some of the music, and boy, you know, growing up, I was like, Robert Preston was the Music Man, you know, but Matthew Broderick came and did it in 2003, and now Hugh Jackman's doing it on Broadway, so what a perfect time to have a local production of this and really support some local theater.
No, I know The Music Man very well. In high school, I was actually in The Music Man. I was your friend, Marcellus Washburn. So believe me, I know this very well. Remind everybody what the story of The Music Man is.
So it's based in 1912 Iowa, and this kind of con artist, flim flam man comes to town named Professor Harold Hill. That's not even really his name, but that's what he goes by. And he kind of convinces town that they need a high school band. They got to have a boys band in town. It's going to get the kids off the street. It's going to stop them from playing pool and getting into the trouble in River City, as the song goes. And he kind of realizes throughout the play that maybe he's not the best con man in the world, and maybe he needs to kind of settle down, and there's a love story involved. And you know, it's funny because I think of some of those great songs, 76 Trombones you played, You Got Trouble in River City, the Wells Fargo Wagon, and boy, just some great music, and it's a great show.
You know, it's one of those shows where, you know, if you're not familiar with The Music Man, but if you're watching it, half of the songs are going to be one of those, oh, yeah, I know this song. I didn't know it was
right.
In this show. You know,
I didn't realize that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but especially, even some of the Shirley Jones, of course, is the one that kind of brought that other character to life, the Mary and the Librarian, you know, and she does these Good Night, My Someone, Good Night, My White Knight. Some beautiful ballads, and we have a female lead. Her name's Rachel. Boy, she sings with the Cleveland Opera. She's got an amazing voice, and the rest of the cast is just top-notch.
And when is the show going to be?
Next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So because you are the home of the Cleveland Guardians, and they're still on the All-Star break, you can go Thursday night, not even have a conflict. So if you want to get a hold of tickets at Fairview Park Fine Arts or in Theater Association, just do a search for Fairview Park Music Man. It'll pop up on the website, and then you can buy tickets that way. Or if you want to stop by Fairview High School this week in the evening, maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock, right when we're getting ready for rehearsal, be happy to sell you some tickets. We're also going to be at the Fairview Park Recreation Center from 9:30 in the morning until noon, selling some tickets in person to you. We'll be there hanging out, and we'd love to talk to you about the show, and we'd love to have you come by. It's going to be great.
Well, you know, in order to play Professor Harold Hill, not only do you have to be a good actor, but as you mentioned, you have to be a good singer as well. This may sound familiar to you.
Well, my baby and me went out late Saturday night.
How can we possibly interview Todd Meany without hearing Todd Meany singing?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that's from the band Ace Muller.
That's all right. We're looking as good as can be.
So did you audition for the role, or did they come to you and say, Todd, we got the show for you. You got to be in this thing.
No, I did audition. In fact, my wife, who is the assistant director, made sure she did not participate in audition, so there was no conflict of interest whatsoever. But yeah, so I heard about it last year, and I heard they were going to do it. It's like one of my bucket list dream roles to be able to play. I've loved the Robert Preston version of Music Man ever since I was a little kid. To be able to do it and audition for it, get the part, and now be a part of it is just, like I said, a dream come true.
Tell us a little bit about you. You know, one of the things when you watch local news, I think a lot of people kind of have the mindset that, oh, these people that we see on TV, they're from here, they grew up here, now they're on TV, and that's not always the case. But in your case, it is literally true. You grew up here in Brook Park, and, I mean, when you were a kid, did you point at the TV and say, that's going to be me one day, you watch?
You know, it's funny because when I interviewed here to do this job at Channel 8, they were like, so did you watch Channel 8 when you were growing up? And I was like, no, we were Channel 5 family. But of course, who didn't know Dick Goddard and the great people who were here? So, boy, just to be able to do that and talk with guys like Dick Goddard and Wayne Dawson and Lou Maglio, hang out with these amazing people at Channel 8 has been great. I did know I wanted to do something, whether it was going to be theater or even radio like yourself. I did some DJ work in college, I knew I wanted to do something where I'm telling stories, whether it's, you know, news of the day or current events that are going on, or telling a story through theater like we're doing now.
You know, we on YouTube, you know, you see all kinds of bloopers and things or awkward moments on newscasts. Did you ever have a moment like that?
Did I ever? Oh, my gosh. That occurs on a daily basis here at Channel 8. And I think that's one of the great things. You know, they let us have a lot of fun, and as a result, we laugh a little bit. We joke a little bit. Sometimes we joke a little too far. Maybe not necessarily what you'd expect on broadcast television, but, hey, we have a good time doing it as well. And I've missaid some words, mispronounced some words that probably shouldn't have been said on TV.
Oh, okay. Well, can you give us any kind of a hint? I mean, come on, you're killing us here.
There was a new president of Lebanon announced maybe years ago, and instead of the Lebanese president, I said the new lesbian president is.
Wow, and you're still here.
Luckily, I did not get scolded for it. And I did correct myself after it. But yeah, that happened. Yeah.
No, absolutely. You know, well, you know, the old trick that I always do as an interviewer is if I cannot pronounce somebody's name or if I forget their name, I just say, and who are we talking to today? You know, just throw
right,
it to
exactly.
them. Put the work on them. Make them do the work. Absolutely.
That's why you're a good radio host, Les.
Well, there you go. And speaking of good show that's going to be, again, next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 7 o'clock a start time, correct?
Yes, and then we do a matinee at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh,
so you get a couple evening shows. If you want to come in the afternoon on Saturday, feel free. And tickets are available right now. I'd love to have you come out and see the Music Man in Fairview Park.
Too late. We're already going to be there. My wife and I will be there Thursday night. We cannot wait. It's going to be playing at Fairview Park High School, and this is presented by Fairview Park Fine Arts and Theater Association. And just like you said, you know, just Google Fairview Park Music Man.
Music Man.
Pop right up. It could not be easier. Any last highlight about the show you want to share with us before we let you go?
Boy, we got a lot of dancing, a lot of singing, some great acting. The set looks wonderful, and it's air conditioned inside the high school. How about that?
Sounds good to me. Todd, thank you so much for being on with us today. You take care.
Les, great to talk to you, man. See you soon.
We will do it again. Don't forget, next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, this is The Music Man, 7 o'clock on Thursday, 7 o'clock on Friday, 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday, Fairview Park High School. All you got to do is Google Fairview Park Fine Arts Music Man. It'll pop right up, and you'll be hearing this.
We got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We surely got trouble.
We surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember.